Hey there, dork. It's me. You've been leaving class earlier and earlier lately. I've been having a hard time getting a hold of you. What's the matter? You aren't running away, are you? Running away from any problems you might have here in class? For example, me? 'Cause you see, if you are running away from me, that would be a problem. For me, I mean. Because you're my favorite stress toy. My life has gotten so much more fun since you became a part of it. You're a total blast to tease and bully and hurt. So if you are avoiding me, then that just won't do at all. We need to lay down some rules here. Establish that there are consequences for not giving me what I want. So that's why we're going to give you your punishment right now. Hey, we're going to the bathroom together. Any of you interrupt us, and I'll kick all your teeth down your throat. Let's go, dork. All right, I don't expect you'll last long, so let's get this over with already. Take off your pants. Yes, I'm serious. Take them off. Now. Isn't it obvious? What sort of punishment would need me to drag you all the way to a bathroom? I'm going to rape you. Yeah, I'm going to strip you naked and have my way with you until I'm satisfied. I'm going to ride you until you beg me, please stop, don't be so rough, you're hurting me, and cry like a little girl. God, I'm going to love the sight of your stupid face covered in tears and snot as you cry like a baby. So stop keeping it from me. I won't ask again. Take off your pants. Wrong answer. I thought I'd have to give you a little attention before we could get to the good part. But are you already hard? Oh my God, you are incredible. This is exactly why I keep bullying you. Yeah, just a physical reaction. Whatever, dork. That doesn't even make sense. You think it'd be good for you to spring this monster up every time you're in danger? Shut up! I did not mean that you have a big... I've taken way bigger in the past, like from... This isn't about me. Where does a guy like you get off acting big around anyone else? I'll tell you where you get off. Between my fingers. 'Cause I bet you'll blow between them in 3 strokes. How's it feel getting stroked by a strong girl? You're already shaking in my hand. Thinking better of teasing you like that? Or am I gonna have to tear it off? Good. Now that we understand each other, and you're more than prepared, I think... it's time we got to the main course. Like it? Stare while you can. If you don't make this fun for me, I'll get so angry I'll probably take your eyes out. Ready? I don't really care. I'm going now. What the... I'm fine. I feel fine. I'm just giving you a chance so you don't give out immediately. I want to feel good before you immediately lose it like the pathetic virgin you are. I'm not done already. I'll start moving again right now. didn't. I didn't come already. To think a dorky virgin loser like you would be able to finish me off in one stroke? That's obviously completely impossible. I should beat you into oblivion just for insulting me like that. But I won't, because, what? Don't thrust like that. I'm not ready. You jerk. Don't surprise me like that. I'm the one raping you here, so don't. Wait! Stop it! Stop thrusting it into me! I feel so good, I can't control myself! Fine, I admit it. I'm a virgin. Is that what you wanted to hear? Not like it matters. You're a virgin too, and I'm still way stronger than you. Once I get my bearings and get to do this properly, then you'll be sorry. Stop it! Stop, please! I'm begging you. If you keep going like this, I'm gonna come again. Wait, stop, I told you. I'm coming. Your cock is way too good. You must be some kind of monster or something. How is any girl supposed to overpower something that feels this good? Huh? Hey, let go of my hips. Wait, no, please, please. Wait, are you seriously not done yet? You haven't come yet? You mean, Arnold, you seriously didn't come a single time? Obviously. What's so obvious about it? How am I supposed to know if you've come or not? You're just being so rough with me. You're bouncing me up and down. And you so fast. My heart feels like it's about to explode. What? No, there's no way I can say that. Because it's got dirty words in it. If Grandma knew I said something like that, she'd get really mad at me. You're on top of me now. I'm beneath you. I should be able to throw you off of me with no effect. But my muscles are all shaky. I feel like jelly. You're just fucking done to me with not any mercy at all. This is your revenge for how I've treated you. No? Why? You really think I'm pretty? I... girl and then, fuck her so rough like this. You're seriously gonna drive me crazy. I feel like something's coming again. I'm gonna come so much. It's like an explosion inside of me. I can't believe you did that. You pulled it out of me so quickly. I felt like a punch in the stomach. And now you're stroking your cock so hard. What are you doing? Oh my god. There's so much white stuff. It's all over my boobies and my stomach. It's so thick and hot. Oh, gosh. How am I going to explain this? I dragged you in here because I was curious about sex, and I thought a dorky virgin weakling like you would be a safe choice for a girl like me. How was I supposed to know you actually had a terrifying monster dick? Now you've completely ruined me with it. I'll never be able to bully you again, and you even got me pregnant. Huh? Pulled out? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're trying to pull, but I very clearly felt what you did to me. You kissed me. You kissed me right on the lips. You even used your tongue. Grandma's always warning me that if I go around kissing boys, I'll wind up getting myself pregnant. But I got careless, and now, to a dork like you, she's gonna be so mad at me. Huh? Is that true? Is that really, really true? Kissing only makes babies if the people doing it aren't boyfriend and girlfriend? Really? You promise? Then, well, please be my boyfriend. I can't really cook or clean all that well, but I'll protect you from bullies, like, me. Please, I know I've been so terrible to you. I don't deserve any of this, but if you leave me after this, I... You will? You'll be my boyfriend? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, if we're boyfriend and girlfriend now, then that means it's totally safe for us to kiss, right? Then, can we do it again? My heart is still racing from before. It won't calm down at all, and it gets worse when I look at you now. When you kissed me before, it felt wonderful. Do you want me to say more, girlfriendy things? I love you, sweetie? Do I call you sweetie? Or maybe darling? Or honey? Or dear? Dear is the sort of thing you call your husband, but we're dating now, aren't we? That means we're together now. We'll get married someday, won't we? No, that idea doesn't bother me at all. Actually, I'm really happy. I've always kind of liked you, even if you are a big dork, you're... cute. I always wanted to spend more time with you, even if it was just to bully you. But getting you to be my boyfriend, it's... it's like a dream come true. Promise me you'll stay with me forever? Good. You'd better, dork, because I won't let you leave, even if you want to. I can't wait to tell Grandma we're engaged.